with Dr. Susan Silberstein, the founder of the Center for Advancement in Cancer Education. Welcome, Dr. Silberstein.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be with you.
I've got some questions that I know so many people want to hear the answers to, and here is the first one. You founded the Center for Advancement in Cancer Education way back in 1977.
When I was two, right?
Yes. What exactly is the center, and what is its mission?
You know, I can't wait to answer that, but I just wanted to let people know, stick with this interview because I honestly have a couple of free gifts that I'm going to give away, and I want to tell you about them at the end of the interview, so please stay tuned for that. All right, so the center is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization. It's a cancer education, counseling, and referral agency. We provide nutritional and immune and psychological and non-toxic resources for preventing cancer and for preventing recurrence of cancer, and also for supporting patients during, after, or instead of conventional treatment. And our official mission is to provide research-based education on how to prevent, cope with, and beat cancer through diet, lifestyle, and other immune-boosting approaches. So we're not a treatment center. We are an education center.
That is very inspiring, and I know people want to know, how does beatcancer.org, which is really the current name of your organization, beatcancer.org, differ from other cancer organizations?
Well, first of all, we're less well-known and less well-endowed, but we have three philosophical differences. First of all, our prevention programs focus on real, true prevention, not just early detection. And I'm the first to say early detection is better than late detection, but it doesn't prevent anything. So that's the first difference. The second one, it has to do with our programs for diagnosed patients, because we focus not on destroying the tumor, but rather on rebuilding the body. And the third way that we differ is that we raise money for education, not research. Now, I know research is sexy, but the truth is billions of dollars have already been raised for research. That research has been published in scientific journals. We teach people what the research says and how to apply it in their daily lives.
I want to ask you this question next. What accomplishments are you especially proud of, Dr. Susan?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, when my first husband died of cancer way back in 1977, I wanted to make things better for the next person. And, of course, tragedy can always make you bitter or it can make you better. And so I found the bless in the mess and was able to help not only the one family I was hoping to help, but actually we have trained close to 60,000 prevention seekers. We've provided continuing education to thousands of health professionals. And the accomplishment of which I'm most proud, we have counseled one-on-one nearly 30,000 cancer patients. We've never charged them a fee, and many of those patients have said that they absolutely owe their lives to our organization.
Wow. And I know I've got loved ones that I know personally that have benefited from the direct education of yourself and beatcancer.org. So I thank you for that personally. May I ask you this?
Pleasure.
Absolutely. What are you going to cover in your forthcoming lectures across the United States? I know you're wanted all across the United States and beyond and have already spoken so many places, but what is your focus of what you'd like to cover in the future lectures to us across the country?
Well, you know, I have many topics that I lecture on, but lately, in the last year, everybody's been asking for me to talk about how to fight cancer with your fork. And so I'm going to talk about the role of diet in cancer prevention, but I'm also going to talk about what scientific research says about diet and cancer survival. I'm going to cover more than a dozen advantages of using nutrition in a cancer treatment program. I'm going to talk about the foods that get you into cancer trouble, the foods that get you out of cancer trouble, the very best foods and beverages for fighting cancer, and especially I'm going to teach people how to create an internal environment that is simply unfriendly to cancer. So I hope our listeners will come to these lectures and bring their friends and family. They'll learn a lot, and they'll walk away, I think, a lot more optimistic than when they arrived.
That has been my experience. And, you know, we hear a lot about diet and cancer prevention. But can dietary factors also play a role, many people ask me, in controlling the disease of cancer after it's already been diagnosed?
Absolutely. In fact, some researchers have found up to 20 times increased lifespan among cancer patients who are supported by proper nutrition. So diet is huge. And dietary factors are not only relevant for prevention, but for preventing recurrence of disease and for helping patients during and after treatment. And they can actually, diet can actually slow or reverse disease by over a dozen different mechanisms, including improving immune function and balancing hormones and minimizing treatment side effects, improving quality of life, extending survival. And this stuff's been published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the New England Journal, the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, the Lancet, the Annals of Oncology. I know these are journals that you as a physician are quite familiar with.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think sometimes people are so, they're in a hurry and they're frightened, and we understand that, and they're overwhelmed. And so I think it's wonderful to have a seminar setting such as you provide for people free of charge where they can come, their loved ones can come, and learn so much in that calmer setting. Let me ask you this. What if someone is physically unable to come to a live lecture? How can they get the information?
Well, of course, I'd love to meet everybody personally. I'd like to answer people's questions in person. But if a person can't get to one of my lectures, there are lots of ways that we can help. On our website, beatcancer.org, there's lots of printed and recorded materials that are based on my lectures. People can order them from our e-store, including, of course, my beloved Hungry for Health and Hungrier for Health recipe books that include tons of nutrition information.
Oh, and that's been one of my favorite books. We have that here at the house. And people just love knowing that things can taste marvelous, be easy to prepare, and very, very healthy. I want to ask you this question. For those who cannot come to a live lecture, but they're planning to come, but they may not even want to wait until you can get to them, but they may want to get some help right now. What can you offer them right now where they don't have to wait?
Right now, they don't have to wait. I can offer hope, and I can offer empowerment. And one of the core programs of our organization is our counseling services for diagnosed patients. We have, a unique model of telephone consultations. We offer them anywhere in the world to people who speak English. And, you know, it's so interesting, Candace, if it's okay if I call you Candace.
Certainly.
It's so interesting that patients who undergo treatment for cancer have so many problems. They suffer from compromised immune function. Their blood cell counts are off. They lack appetite. They lack energy. They have weight stabilization problems, digestive disturbances. They have pain. They have anxiety. Many of them are depressed. And many of them are hampered by physical and geographic and financial limitations. So the idea that we can help them by telephone makes potentially life-saving help available to everybody else, available to everybody. But what's more important is not only do we work by telephone, but we work on a donation basis. So our average patient may cost us about $2,000, but we charge no fee for service. We also get no government funding. We get no insurance reimbursements. We just ask for a donation, and some patients do contribute, but truth is, most of our patients are without any financial means.
Mm-hmm.
And so regardless of whether a patient can donate or not, we never turn anyone away for inability to pay. We depend on donations from the public. Who cares? And so truthfully, if our listeners can find it in their hearts or their wallets to make a tax-deductible gift to Beat Cancer, we will be able to continue helping those in need. And I can tell you, we struggle every day to keep our doors open.
Yeah, especially with this economy. We know that this has really been a big hit for all nonprofits. So I'm very glad personally to get the word out. I think that knowing that you're there and that you have this expertise, you have the willingness and the desire to share this to help other people and without charging, it's a precious thing. Let me ask you this, Dr. Susan. You know how cancer patients read about all kinds of alternative methods for beating cancer. How can a cancer patient and their family know what is worthwhile to try and what is not?
That's such a great question. You know, it's very difficult to make that determination by oneself, because if a patient were to do an online search of cancer treatment alternatives, do you know how many records they would find?
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine.
13 million.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And that is why an organization like ours is such a good resource, because we've got more than 35 years of experience with nearly 30,000 patients and hundreds, if not thousands, of practitioners and therapies and clinics. So with that kind of experience, we've been able to observe those approaches that have produced the best results for the most patients over the longest period of time. Yet what's interesting is we do nothing by protocol. We leave that to the conventional oncologists. They're all about protocol. We do everything individually. Everything we do is what we call patient-driven. So we design these personalized programs tailored to each patient's needs and their physical and financial and geographic and logistical limitations, as well as to their particular belief systems. We know the criteria for evaluating these therapies. We've observed the qualities of patients that beat the odds. We address the causes, not the tumor. You know, patients rarely die from their tumors. Very rare. You probably know that as a physician.
Yes, they die from, you know, infection and malnutrition and complications of their, what's happening to them. And many times complications that they just can't even eat, is what their body has to have to keep going.
Yep. So we address all those basic needs.
Yeah,
and we repair the body and kind of don't pay much attention to the tumor. You repair the body, it'll take care of the tumor.
Well, I think especially in conjunction with whatever conventional therapy a person is choosing, the idea is to get the best longevity. That's the idea the patient has. I know that's the idea the physician has. And why not have the best fighting chance is the way I look at it. Support every health.
Absolutely, longevity. Excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt. Absolutely, we are looking for longevity, but we're looking for quality longevity. No one wants to live long if they can't live well.
Right, exactly. And we want both. Exactly. And I do know as a physician, supporting every healthy cell and organ function in the body is just mandatory. You can't sacrifice those along the way if there's a way to support those. And nutrition and all the things you mentioned are just key. Let me ask you this, a question we get a lot, everybody I think who's on the line, is about antioxidant supplements for cancer patients. Many oncologists have stated that they don't want patients to take antioxidants because they may decrease the effectiveness of chemotherapy and or radiation. Do you agree?
Absolutely not. The overwhelming body of evidence on antioxidants in cancer concludes that antioxidants are helpful. They're not detrimental. In fact, there are several chemical agents that oncologists use routinely whose principal mode of action is through antioxidants. Most people don't realize that. The oncologists themselves are using antioxidant therapy. Research in animal studies, but also human studies, have demonstrated that there is absolutely no reduction in effectiveness of chemo or radiation when given with antioxidants. In fact, there's a lot of data showing that it has increased effectiveness and decrease in adverse effects. And we've got very well-known radiation oncologists and medical oncologists who have attested to this. There's just no scientific support for the objection to using antioxidants. In fact, Dr. Charles Simone, who is a colleague of mine from the Lawrenceville, New Jersey area, he's a radiation oncologist, written books about cancer and nutrition. His research showed that out of over 3,000 patients, 85% had fewer side effects with antioxidants, 70% had higher response rates to their treatments, and almost 70% had increased survival rates.
Wow. That's very significant. People have the right to know about this and to learn more. We're all learning all the time.
For sure. And, of course, I prefer the whole food-based antioxidants, such as the ones that are in Juice Plus. We're always going to get best results with those.
Yes, and maybe just I'll clarify here and see if this makes sense, Dr. Susan, that it's about, you know, whole foods being nature's perfect package with nothing being megadosed, but also nothing being left out of her recipe. And that's where human beings are supposed to get their natural antioxidants from, that huge range of nutrients that we can really only get from the plant kingdom. And do you think that's where some of the confusion is, in other words, whole food and pills, megadoses?
I think that's part of the issue. Clearly, a whole food has got all the essential synergies together. But people forget that antioxidants work by self-sacrifice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They give up some electrons so they can neutralize the free radicals, and they themselves become a free radical, right?
Right.
So you end up with this cascade of free radicals taking place every time an antioxidant does its job. In the whole foods picture, in that orchestration, that balanced orchestration of nutrients, we have readily bioavailable antioxidants that can always step up to the plate and protect the latest free radical from getting out of hand.
I love that. And that's a quote I have not heard. I'm going to use that. Antioxidants work by self-sacrifice, creating a cascade. I knew about the cascade, but that's so well said. Thank you. And it is why nature's, you know, perfect package is the plant foods that were made for this very purpose of soaking up free radical damage, soaking up inflammation, and all of the damage that occurs. I call it wear and tear of life. Well, may I ask you this? I know that you also offer continuing education for health professionals, such as myself. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. I'm so proud of that. I have designed a health professional certification opportunity for certification as a cancer support educator. I've offered this training to at least 100 individuals, in addition to my thousands of health professionals that we've done an hourly lecture here and there or consulted over the phone for them. And this, I've just gotten rave reviews. So it's a program for doctors and nurses and psychologists and nutritionists and social workers and support group leaders and cancer coaches and actually any health professional who wants to offer integrative and holistic and complementary and alternative resources to their patients. I do have a particular training that is in person coming up in March in Pennsylvania. And I teach the advantages of a patient-driven rather than a protocol-driven approach, and how to do a holistic intake and a needs assessment, the difference between a tumor-oriented, a host-oriented approach, and how to evaluate alternative cancer therapies, and how to design a holistic game plan for your patients, and natural resources for minimizing treatment side effects, and natural ways to deal with pain, and all of the crucial importance about detoxification and the powerful connection between emotions and cancer. I mean, it goes on and on. Essentially, I teach what it's taken me 36 years to learn in a two-day weekend. So I'm proud of that. And so we have that coming up in March in Pennsylvania, and you can just email me at info@beatcancer.org, and I can get you that information. But I also have a distance learning opportunity that's available online in February and thereafter. I kind of am partial to the live trainings for a number of reasons, because it's more personal and people get to interface with other health professionals and they ask their questions and they get to get direct experience with their doing live patient intakes, and the cost is lower, and they get a manual, and there's no quizzes. However, online is the way to go if you don't have time to travel and you don't want to wait until a course is being offered, and you want to do it in your pajamas at 11 o'clock at night. So I'm very proud of the online certification that I'm offering as well.
And would all of that be available, the entrance point would be your nonprofit website, is that correct?
Yes, so the information on the course is available on the website, and starting in the next week or so, we're going to have the link to the online course as well, if people can't come to the in-person course in Pennsylvania.
Fantastic. I've got another question for you. You mentioned that you had some free gifts for our listeners. Tell us more about that.
You know, I have to move into this technological age with these great downloadables, right? So first of all, for Juice Plus distributors, I want to say I'm very, very grateful for the way you all have welcomed me and my cancer center into your family for the last 15 or so years. We have been partners in prevention with the makers of Juice Plus for, I don't know, between 15 and 18 years. And many of you are have become my personal friends, including you, dear Candace. And so I am so grateful for all your support. I want to give back. And so I've got this Top 20 Beat Cancer Tips booklet, which, of course, includes Juice Plus. It's been a favorite educational tool that thousands of distributors have used, and it's been one of my best sellers, so I want to give it to you for free. And here is the website where you need to go to get this downloadable. You go to beatcancer.org/Juice Plus. Just sign in for our Beat Cancer email club. You'll get this downloadable tip booklet right away. And then, of course, you'll be getting special news offers and blogs and webinars and other educational program notices and special offers related to our partnership throughout the year. And so that's a great way for me to give back. Now, for those people who are not involved with Juice Plus, they're not affiliated, they're not distributors, I have a free gift for the rest of our listeners too. And I know that if you've listened to this interview, you're eager to get more information to support your health and the health of those you care about. So my free gift has to do with my first recipe book, Hungry for Health, which is been a favorite nutrition manual for thousands of people across the country, and I thank you, dear Candace, for your endorsement. It, too, is one of our best sellers, And so I have some free recipes that are available in downloadable form because I want to prove to people how easy it is to eat healthy and how simple it is to prepare your own healthy dishes and how delicious they can be. So if you go to, here's your special link, go to beatcancer.org/conference gift and join that email club there. And you'll get the downloadable link for the six the sample recipes right away. And, of course, then you'll be on the list for notices of lectures in your area and teleseminars and webinars that are not location sensitive and a variety of educational updates and our e-newsletter, et cetera. But if you already own the book, you can still get something. Go to that link. And you can request my 6 gluten-free changes. Hungry for Health is now gluten-free. Mm. And you can get the 6 changes in a downloadable form so that now 100% of the recipes in Hungry for Health are gluten-free, should that be important to you as well. So you can just go to that beatcancer.org/conference gift and let me hear from you, and you will get those goodies.
Well, I love this, you know, Susan, is that in today's world that people can learn so much for free without a plane ticket, without traveling, without leaving their home. I just love that you've set this up and made it so easy for people to learn more. And that's what I love. You know, sometimes I go to a great website and I think I don't want to sign up for any email newsletter. But on the other hand, knowing, one, they can opt out at any time, two, there's no charge, and three, what people will be getting is access to no-charge, fabulous information that can be life-saving for themselves or a loved one. It's very special. And I just want to be sure everyone knows that, you know, if they're just listening to this, that the spelling in is Beat Cancer. It's B like boy, E-A-T, as in conquering cancer. www.beatcancer.org, being a nonprofit. And lastly, Susan, in addition to thanking you hugely on behalf of myself, my family, and all the people who I hope will get a chance to hear this in the future, how can people best contact your organization?
Well, and certainly you could contact us through our website, but please feel free to email us at info@beatcancer.org. And we also have a toll-free number that people can call if they want to set up a counseling appointment. We can do that for them. So the number to call, and if you want to order materials, you can do that as well, 888-551-2223. 888-551-2223.
Fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, and I look forward to seeing you here in Northern Indiana in March. March the 25th and 26th, South Bend, Indiana, Elkhart, Indiana. And I know you'll be many other places this year. I wish you safe travels. Thank you for all you do. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Feel free to pass this information, however you get it, to anyone and everyone that you know and care about, wherever they may live, because there's hope where there's knowledge, compassion, and caring, and that's what you represent to the world, I think, Dr. Susan Silberstein. Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you, Dr. Candace. You are the kind of physician that I wish everyone who is a physician were.
Thank you so much. Well, we'll sign off now. This is Dr. Candace Corson, South Bend, Indiana, and we'll sign off for now and just wish everyone a very wonderful season ahead in your lives. Thank you, everyone. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.